All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. And at MKR Workshop, they'll ask you or tell you, nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new table. Or what if you need an upgrade to your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. I'm going to be talking about the Cincinnati Bearcats men's basketball team today. And this team is sitting atop the American Athletic Conference, and they are looking good. They are 19-2. They're undefeated in the American Conference, as Mick Cronin, to me, does not get enough credit nationally for the coaching job that he does year in and year out with this club. Cincinnati held its own when it was in the Big East under Cronin, and you know, now they are taking care of big business in the AAC. Now, of course, people might overlook Cincinnati due to the fact that, you know, the American Athletic Conference, team by team, doesn't stack up to the Power Five conferences, but they still play some good ball down there. Both of Cincy's losses this year, one came to Florida and the other came to Xavier. And, you know, a victory in either one of those contests really could have changed the profile, not only for Cincinnati, but for the conference as a whole. But still, 19-2 is nothing to apologize about. And the Bearcats are doing it on defense, as none of their opponents in conference play have scored more than 60 points. And I mean, Memphis can attest to that, as Memphis was only able to score 48 points in their loss to Cincinnati this past Saturday. You look at some of the key players this year for the Bearcats: Jacob Evans, Gary Clark, Kyle Washington, and Jerron Cumberland. All of these guys have had their hand in just about every victory for Cincinnati. Now, you look up coming down the stretch, of course, February is right around the corner, as well as going into March. I think that the Bearcats are still going to be a tough team, because you look at it, they have some road games coming up next month, back-to-back with SMU and Houston, which will be tough, along with a pair of games with the new member of the AAC in Wichita State. And those contests will not be easy. However, I do believe that, barring injury, that the Bearcats will be the odds-on favorite to win the American Athletic Conference tournament in March in Orlando. And looking ahead to the NCAA tournament, if Cincinnati does their thing, and by the time that the tournament rolls around, this club has at least 25 victories, I think the Bearcats are looking at anywhere between a 3-5 seed for the upcoming NCAA tournament. And I'll tell you like this, if you are a 1 or 2 seed and Cincinnati is in your bracket, you might want to take a deep breath, because this is a team right here, especially at the defensive end, they are going to make you grind. And in a one game, you know, elimination tournament like what we've seen from the NCAA tournament, anything could happen. And a team could start off cold, and then Cincinnati just starts playing that D, and they keep frustrating teams with their D as they just wreak havoc at that end of the floor. And they're going to get somebody in the NCAA tournament. So I'll tell you like this, the Bearcats might not be getting the recognition that they deserve nationally, but when the tournament rolls around, a lot of people are going to pay attention to the job that Mick Cronin is doing with this club this season. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign is set to begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 pounds of sports knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 pounds of sports knowledge next Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Super Bowl number 52. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.